Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very busy. Aspen Hill. Let's begin with you on Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue with the crash right near the Home Depot. In and out of Ashton, Sandy Spring, the crash closing New Hampshire Avenue at Goldmine Road. This puts it south of Brighton Dam Road, north of 108. So that stretch of New Hampshire Avenue, if you head through there, you'll be stopped right now. Can't get you around this accident. A lot of rescue at the scene. On 29, we're going to take you on the opposite flow of the rush hour, an unusual backup. So if you're normally leaving Burtonsville and you head northbound and head up toward the Columbia area, hang on here. The crash is going to be northbound 29, north of 198, past the Rocky Gorge Reservoir before you get to 216. A lot going on at that scene. Southbound, you can now get by, and I'm not seeing too much of a southbound delay. So at least some positive news in that stretch. In the McLean area, the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road for the crash, alternating under police direction. Big delays on Old Dominion Drive, Lewinsville Road. Route 7 is going to pick up the bailout traffic as well. The crash, Virginia Interstate 95 north at the Beltway, that's been cleared to the shoulder. Hang on to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, heavier than normal due to the crash. The through lanes, the center through lanes, you're doing okay, but it's everyone trying to even get onto those lines. Back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, and then when those lanes separate, three lanes okay, the far right local lanes, we still have the right lane of two blocked before the bridge span itself with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds get away to some sunshine today, 46. Rain showers later tonight with sleet and freezing rain. Coming on in as we head towards sunrise tomorrow morning, 32 degrees tonight's low. Sleet, freezing rain early tomorrow, more ice and snow west and north, and then rain 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 28 and cloudy in Vienna, 26 in Rockville, 30 degrees at Reagan National. Elon Musk sending his own Tesla up into space this afternoon. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, 8:07 on WMAL. Joining us at 8:15, Maryland Delegate Terry Hill. Should the state of Maryland be telling you which sports your child can play? They may try. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
We've got to do well in 18, and I know we're going to do great in 20, but I think we're going to do well in 18.
President of the United States expecting to do nice and well in 2018. Joining us to talk about that specifically is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chair of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, good morning.
Good morning, Vincent, Mary. Great to be here.
Glad to have you. You know, I want to play one other thing that the president said yesterday. He was talking about Nancy Pelosi and the role she'll play in the midterms. Here he is.
Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. I'm supposed to make a deal with her.
And then, Ronna, how prominent will Nancy Pelosi's face, name, and quotes be in 2018 for the Republican Party?
Well, Nancy Pelosi represents where the Democrat Party has gone. They now represent the elite. She's a millionaire from San Francisco. They are completely out of touch with what a $1,000 bonus means to many people in this country who are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of the Democrats have doubled down on her comments that these bonuses are just crumbs. It's offensive. And especially when people have been struggling for years, we just now have seen wages starting to go up. We're starting to see it. Under President Trump, unemployment now at a 17-year low. These are things that we should all be celebrating, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't get it. And, yeah, that's going to be something we're going to make sure voters know about as she's vying to be speaker again.
Yeah, I love the hypocrisy in it. When I first heard that comment, I immediately thought, wait a minute, this is the woman who told us that without Obamacare, the $10 a month women need for birth control is going to have them choosing between food and birth control. So $10 a month means the world and people will die, but $1,000 is nothing. Here's the thing. The president is very good at packaging. The president is very good at marketing, something the Republicans have not been good at all. Are we going to start to see
other Republicans, especially those running again in the midterms, start to use his tactics and start to market and call the Democrats out. They don't usually do that.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to be unified in the message that we put forward to the American people. We're going to have to talk about the economy. We're going to have to talk about things that have gone better in our country under Republican policies, wages going up, like I talked about, unemployment, all those things. But we're going to have to be unified, and we're going to have one central message. But there is no better messenger than President Trump. He cuts through the media. They cover him. They give him a lot more attention. And with his Twitter and his following, he is somebody who can reach our voters in a way that we can't through typical mainstream media.
I want to ask you about something that happened, though, with the president in the last 24 hours. In that speech, Democrats are making a big deal out of the fact that he accused them of being treasonous for not clapping during the State of the Union, not reacting to any of the good indicators. What did you make of the president's remarks and the Democrats' reactions here?
Yeah, I saw the remarks. I mean, they were off the cuff. But it was very upsetting to watch the Democrats. I was there at the State of the Union. When the president is talking about our veterans getting better health care, when he's talking about the American flag, I mean, these are things that universally should be bipartisan. We should all be cheering for those things. And I saw time after time the Democrats continue to sit down. They watched each other. Nancy Pelosi was checking to see who stood up. I even was offended when this 12-year-old boy who has made it his mission to get flags to put on veterans' graves, they couldn't even stand for that. I mean, is that how divided we are? Is that who we're going to turn our country over to in these midterms? It gives me energy to fight to make sure we keep the majority, because if you can't stand for the American flag, how can you represent our country?
The White House saying this morning that the remarks were tongue-in-cheek. Do you believe the Democrats were being treasonous by not standing?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say treasonous. I think it is un-American to not stand when we're talking about the American flag.
Right.
I just don't understand it. I can't understand a place when we are in Congress, when the president is speaking at the State of the Union, and Democrats can't stand for something like our American flag that so many people have fought for, that represents so many things for our country, our freedoms. That should be something that should be a no-brainer. You should be standing for that.
You know, I read recently that the Democrats are broke. The Democrat Party, DNC, is broke. The RNC with record fundraising. But the question is, do dollars necessarily equate into votes? Because we know Hillary outspent Trump. So do dollars equal votes?
That's a great point, Mary. Dollars mean resources, but what are you doing with those resources? And what the RNC has done with our investment in data, so we can identify our likely voters, so we can identify those persuadable voters, and then building a ground game and an infrastructure in these elections is how we win in the midterms. It's going to be the party that has the best ground game, that's best able to turn out those voters. And what we're doing with those dollars is putting us in a better position. And we do have a huge differential between us and the Democrats. We've raised the most ever by any political party in history in 2017. We're putting those resources to good use. The Democrats have $400,000 cash on hand if you include their debt. We have over $38 million. So that's going to give us a huge advantage going into those midterms.
Who's donating?
Small dollar donations, people who are completely supportive of this president, 200 and under, that's been in a record number. We also have our major donors. So it's been a combination of our donor bases that have been supporting this president and his agenda.
There's a special election coming up on March 13th for a House race in Pennsylvania, and with Rick Saccone, who's running there, and Vice President Pence supporting him recently. Is the RNC playing in that race, and how important is it?
Yeah, we're investing in that race. Of course, we want to keep every congressional seat. I still always caution, and I've said this all along with the specials, of course, we've won 5 out of 0. I'm very reticent to say one special prognosticates for the entire election. It's two candidates in one specific district talking about issues specific to that area, and a lot of it comes down to those two candidates more specifically. But I feel good about where we are. We've had the vice president in there. We've put a robust ground game in, and we're going to do everything we can to keep that seat.
How likely is the risk of Republicans losing the House of Representatives this year?
You know, Vince, history shows that the party that holds the White House usually loses about 30 seats in the midterm. We are ready to defy history. This is our year to buck that trend. But it's going to be hard, and it's going to be a challenge. And that's why when I came in as chair, I knew we had to raise the money and have the ground game in place. We're already in 22 states. But the historical trends has been the party that holds the White House loses seats in the midterm. We want to make sure we hold that majority. We don't want to hand it to Nancy Pelosi, who thinks $1,000 bonuses, $2,000 bonuses are crumbs. She is totally out of touch with the American people and families who are struggling in this country, and she cannot take the reins of our economy.
And I know you're working to make sure she doesn't become Speaker of the House again. Ronnie Romney McDaniel, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hang on, too. Listen, coming up, we got a Maryland delegate who wants to ban football if your kid's 14 or younger. You're going to want to hear this. We're going to have a good conversation. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Where to start? So much happening this rush hour. Patience, everybody. Let's start 66. Eastbound, the accident should come up to 123 in the right lane. Delays almost back near the Fairfax County Parkway. North on 95. Here's how we're shaping up for you, Virginia. Dale City, Woodbridge, Lort, Newington. Once you get through there, the pace much better. That was all from the earlier crash northbound 95 at the Beltway, which is now out of the travel lanes. Now that you can get to the Beltway, inner loop jammed up through Annandale again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Georgetown Pike, McLean. Boy, we've been struggling this morning. All our arteries trying to get around this mess. Under police direction still, Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road. This is just outside of the Beltway. So I'm seeing a lot of the traffic hitting hard here on Old Dominion Drive, Lewinsville Road, Route 7. You take some of the brunt as well. On the Maryland side, for accidents and problems, Ashton, Sandy Spring area, still shut down, 650 New Hampshire Avenue at Goldmine Road. That's south of Brighton Dam Road. So if you're normally coming New Hampshire Avenue southbound, I wouldn't commit south of Brighton Dam Road. You'll get hung up in that mess. 29, Maryland commuters trying to get into Columbia. The crash is northbound 29 coming out of Burtonsville. Jam past 198 to the reservoir. Accident activity looks like that's still along the left side. And 95 southbound south of 32 for the crash, which slows 32 to join. I told you we were busy. Hang in there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies today, followed by partial clearing later on, a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the evening with increasing clouds and periods of showers later. Some sleet or freezing rain is possible as the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from 3 a.m. Wednesday until 10 a.m. There's that mix of wet snow and ice tomorrow, meaning in less than half an inch or so. And then it'll be 47 degrees tomorrow. But right now in the nation's capital, 32, 8:17 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Should children under high school age be allowed to play tackle football? One Maryland lawmaker proposing a bill to ban those kids from playing tackle football, and she joins us now. Maryland Delegate Terry Hill, good morning. Glad to have you on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
So what's behind this? Why are you looking to ban football for kids who are, you tackle football for kids who are younger than high school age?
Well, what we're really talking about is a developing brain in a vulnerable population, and clear science that we didn't have before that tells us that the chronic brain disease, some people talk about chronic traumatic encephalitis, I think that's the term most people are familiar with, that is, although it's related to concussive injuries early in youth and over time, it seems to be more related to the frequency and the age at which people suffer with head injuries, and they don't even have to be significant enough to cause concussion.
So why delineate it at the younger ages? Why not just move to ban football entirely?
Well, I think that what we really want to recognize is that developing brains are more at risk, and there are other issues with younger people, including the ability for them to recognize when they're having issues and symptoms, and to be willing to speak up and to speak up to coaches, to tell their parents what's going on. So we're talking about ages where physiologically there are differences. So, for instance, in soccer, we know that at earlier ages, the muscles around the neck are not sufficiently strong for most children to absorb the kind of impact that that we see with head trauma. And as those neck muscles get stronger, the risk to the brain into the head is a little bit lower. But again, younger brains are more vulnerable to long-term damage.
You know, this bill is not a standalone. You also introduced House Bill 552, which would mandate a licensed healthcare provider or an individual who has completed concussion risk and management training to be on the sidelines for every practice and every game for youth sports leagues that use any public facilities. That just sounds really cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
And why not allow the parents to just decide what they want their kids to be allowed to do?
Well, I think that you also note in the bill there is a component about education to parents.
Yes.
Now, when we've met with youth sports groups, what it turns out is that we're talking about online training. It doesn't require that you have a trained medical person. What the bill actually says is that there's nothing in the bill that requires that if someone already has that training, that they have to repeat that training. So in the school system and in youth sports that use school facilities, we already basically have in place that they have to have that training in the league. So there is an amendment that we'll be offering to limit it to contact sports. That's been offered by a physician colleague who has a lot of experience.
Could you speak up just a little bit, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And I think the idea is that, and I've heard this from people who are intimately involved with these games, that they see injuries and nobody's there who understands how they should be treated.
Right.
So the idea is that if we're going to be playing games, and we know that sports are very important, there's a lot of positive benefits. We want to do it in a way that's most safe for our kids. And so having people who are actually trained to know what they're looking at to say, you know, yes, you can get in the game, or no, you're going to have to, sit down. You're going to have to, be seen by a physician, and we'll have to get a clearance before you come back. It's just a way of being extra cautious and extra safe.
Delegate Hill, there's got to be more than a few parents in the state of Maryland who are thinking to themselves, the government doesn't need to tell me whether or not my kid can play football. That's my role. What do you say to those parents?
Well, I don't think what those parents are saying is that we don't want you to be concerned about the trauma to our kids' heads. We don't want you to be concerned about what happens to their brains. And so this becomes a public health issue. I think the other thing we're trying to do is make sure that there's some equity across the different jurisdictions so that kids in one jurisdiction aren't being limited in ways that the other kids aren't. This is skills training that we're talking about for most of this. And what we're,
right.
And again, it's not prohibitive costly, but I will say that when we developed the bill, we also developed some outside resources so that if there were a youth sports organization that couldn't afford the training, we have money to support them in doing
that, just,
because we don't want any of these leagues to go out of business because they're too important for our communities and for our kids' development.
We've only got 20 seconds left, I'm sorry, but just to reiterate the point, I don't think any parent is hoping for their child to be in an unsafe situation, but I think parents do want control over their own kids, and a lot of them resent the government getting involved. Don't you agree?
Sure, but I don't think that's what the situation is here. When we speak to parents, they understand exactly what's going on. So you're raising interesting questions, but it doesn't seem to be the question that the parents themselves are raising.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure you'll hear from a bunch of them. Delegate Hill, I really, really appreciate having you on this morning. 8:23 here on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Do you have someone special in your life and you'd like to let that person know how special he or she is? Well, I've got something totally different for you. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to help you impress that special someone, your Valentine, this year with the perfectly paired collection. They want you to think inside the box this Valentine's Day because this is truly a one-of-a-kind gift. It's your flowers, whatever you pick out, and dipped strawberries that will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold, and it is guaranteed. And right now, my listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29 with my promo code, Walter. Now, you are not limited to roses. They have roses. They have red roses, all different colored roses. They have multicolored roses, but they also have tulips. They have bamboo plants. And, like strawberries? All right, how about cheesecake bites or truffles or pink champagne berries? There are so many choices, but you have to hurry and order today because Valentine's Valentine's Day is next week, and there is only one way for you to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29, featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. So visit proflowers.com today and enter my code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, at checkout. That's proflowers.com, code Walter.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in that Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No change at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The crash in the far right local lanes before you get to the bridge span right at 295. Still blocks the right lane of 2. And as a result, everyone, boy, we are jammed coming around from Forestville on that stretch of the Beltway. Right as you approach Route 5, get ready. You'll hit the brakes pretty hard here. And it is, again, solid, especially if you're continuing then beyond if you're in those far right lanes to get by the scene of the crash. On 295 southbound, as you come down toward the Beltway, you're beyond the accident activity, so you're merging on without a problem there. Big delays continue at Ashton-Sandy Spring area at the closure of 650. New Hampshire Avenue is shut down each direction at Goldmine Road. That's south of Brighton Dam Road. Try to avoid police if you can. Looks like you can get by now in the Aspen Hill area, Connecticut Avenue, George Avenue, the scene of the crash right near the Home Depot, so still see a little bit of activity. Route 32 bunched up to go south on the Interstate 95 south of 32 for the accident. So 32 slow, as is 95. We're back near Route 100. How's Virginia 95 doing, you may ask? If you heard about the earlier crash at the Beltway, much better. Accident has been cleared out of the travel lanes, and overall, Dale City, a heavy off and on into Woodbridge, Lorton, Newington, that looks like a trip there. And then we're still bunched up in McLean with the accident under police direction here at Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road, and they're alternating one lane at a time there. Old Dominion Drive with big delays for the bailout. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Got an invention for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for the free idea and invention get started. Hit 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Out to be waiting some sunshine today, 46. And tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 33 degrees at Reagan National, 8:27 on WMAL.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly, followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
All right, the economy. How much is the stock market pegged to that memo? I wonder about that. Friday, the stock market starts its nosedive the same day that Republican memo comes out.
That's a coincidence.
Is there any relationship there? You know who can answer that? Larry Kudlow. He joins us next on Mornings on the Mall. That's coming up on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. A winter weather advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service. It's starting overnight tonight at 3 a.m. till 10 tomorrow morning with a mix of wet snow and ice coming in Wednesday in D.C., Southern Maryland, and in Fairfax County, Prince George's, much of the D.C. area. You can expect a slippery drive-in tomorrow morning. Of course, Jamie Whitten will be here, and we've got the full forecast coming up. President Trump's lawyer is advising the president not to sit down for an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. It's according to the New York Times. The president has said publicly he would be willing to be interviewed under oath by Mueller. Turns out the suspect involved in the fatal crash that killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver early Sunday was an illegal immigrant deported from the U.S. not once, but twice.
We're also learning that in 2005, he was convicted of drunk driving in California and that he had been deported twice, once in 2007 and again in 2009. I should mention that ICE has a detainer. Immigration authorities have a detainer on Zavala.
That's correspondent Athena Jones. Checking your money, the Dow opening the day at 24,346. We'll keep an eye on that as well. NASDAQ at 69.68. In sports, Washington Wizards win 5 in a row over the Pacers, 111-102. Caps on the ice tonight in Columbus. Up next, traffic and weather's Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and for the past year, I've been telling you about EMP 180 Weight Loss and all the great things they have to offer to anyone looking to begin their weight loss journey. But I was thinking, maybe the best way to describe EMP 180 Weight Loss would be to tell you what they're not. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a workout program. It's not about one more rep or how often you're in the gym. In fact, the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss recommends you not focus on exercise, but rather on nutrition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a crash diet. There are no appetite suppressants, no intense calorie restrictions. You will not count your calories, and you will not go hungry. And most importantly, EMP 180 Weight Loss is not hard. In fact, it should be one of the easiest decisions you can make for yourself, for your family, and for your health. So take the weight off and keep it off for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Whitten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Whitten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Whitten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at whittenlasereye.com. whittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
Play Cold Hard Cash at MGM National Harbor for your chance to win $100,000 in cash now through March 2nd. Daily play, daily wins. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Northwest Foxhall Road. The crash is south of W Street, but before Reservoir Road. So watch a little bit of activity there. A little extra volume for Foxhall Road. Canal Road, pretty normal. Getting into Georgetown, nothing out of the norm there. Now, it's been a busy morning everywhere. Let's go first in New Hampshire Avenue and the Ashton-Sandy Spring area. Northbound, you don't want to commit north of 108 up ahead. The crash is at Goldmine Road and southbound south of Brighton Dam for the closure. Again, New Hampshire Avenue shut down each direction with this serious crash. All right, 29 leaving Burtonsville. Much better. You heard me talk about the crash and the big delays. Accident gone as you head north of 198 past Rocky Gorge Reservoir, and the delays quickly cleared. The help that was in the northbound direction. On southbound Maryland 95 south of Route 32 for the crash. Delays back near Route 100 with Route 32 very slow each direction just to get to I-95. All right, what's happening through town? On the trip in through Riverdale and Chevrolet, slow to get to New York Kenilworth Avenue. 50 delays are back near 410, inching back toward the Beltway. The crash, we have one northbound, DC 295, right at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. So that's causing an unusual stretch there. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing out of Forestville, back near Route 5 to get to the bridge span. Long-standing crash in the local lanes at 295 still blocks the right lane. And on the Georgetown Pike at Swingsville Road for the crash at a utility pole that was knocked down as a result. They have that shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the good way to some sunshine today, 46. Then tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 28 degrees in Chantilly, 28 in Kensington, 32 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 on this Tuesday morning. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies. So Friday, see, this is what I think no one paid attention to. On Friday, the stock market dropped 666 points, 666. If anybody cared, they would have either bought a share or dropped a share or whatever to change that number, but they didn't. Uh-huh. So yesterday, the stock market dropped over 1,000 points. Not a crash, technically not a crash, just a correction in the market, which happens. You're still ahead of the game. I was listening to someone this morning say that if you had invested $100, you're still up, you know, at least a percentage or two. You'll have more money than what you had last year if you invested $100.
Right.
So you're still up.
And so the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, plunging 1,175 points yesterday. It's the largest one-day drop in terms of points. Percentage-wise, though, it's not. It's 4.6% that it lost. So keep it all in context before you freak out. Also, if you think you're having it tough, try being Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett lost $5.3 billion off of his net worth yesterday.
Wow.
$5.3 billion yesterday. And he's not alone. There was a couple people who went through things like this. Mark Zuckerberg $3.6 billion yesterday. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, $3.2 billion.
Oh my gosh.
That erases, by the way, the $3.2 that he gained last week after his quarterly results came out from Amazon. There was they made $3.2 billion last week. So
you're just doing this now to make Mike McKay feel better, right?
Yeah. Mike's worth, let's not, billions? Come on. Add a couple more zeros. He's in the six comma club.
He just does this for fun.
Mike McKay, always fist pumping when the market does well. And all the news we're hearing, by the way, is don't fret yet. Yeah. You can still be doing your fist pumping. Sure. This is, and even Steve Moore, who was talking to us a few minutes ago, was telling us, hey, look, this is to be expected. He thought that the market was overly ambitious to begin with. So there is this idea that this is a natural correction. Also, the White House saying that the fundamentals of the economy are strong. So be careful before you start setting your hair on fire. Meanwhile, as the market was dipping, you had the split screen because the president was in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he was giving a speech about tax reform and sort of how well the economy has been doing. And then, of course, CNN's like, the stock market's collapsing. So that's the juxtaposition they'd like to have with President Trump.
Yeah, listen, for anyone who has money in the market, this is the time to buy. And I know people say, well, I don't have any money in the market. But even though I know it's a risk, again, you're probably going to do better if you hold. People who buy and sell a lot, they're the ones.
Well, exactly.
Isn't
this where we're supposed to give like a legal a statement, a disclaimer, like don't listen to us. We're not trained financial professionals.
No, we're not trained financial.
But it does feel like there's a coupon availability now. All of a sudden, there's a bunch of coupon codes popping up, and they're like, hey, you want to buy stocks at a discount? Now's your chance.
Well, Steve Moore, who we just had on, says, look, I'm not a stock guy. However, if you are in the stock market, this is what you look at as, talk to your advisor and find out, hey, is this a buying opportunity for me?
See, on the other side of this equation, on the fundamentals of the economy, you look at the great wage reports last week, and then you've got this tax reform basically leading to companies who are voluntarily increasing their minimum wage. You have companies who are literally increasing their wage to $15 on a voluntary basis. Remember when Democrats were saying, fight for 15, government mandated $15 minimum wages. Turns out you didn't need that. All you had to do was give a big old tax cut, and some companies are raising their minimum wages on their own, in addition to giving bonuses, treating workers fairly, and having them get some of the windfall here of the tax benefits that these corporations have received. And President Trump thinks he has a strong message here, and he thinks that he can run against Nancy Pelosi for having the opposite message. Here he is yesterday.
Nancy Pelosi and those in Congress who want to raise your taxes. They want to raise your taxes. They don't want to give the money to the military where we need it. Without the military, we might not be here. Or we might not be here for long, believe us all.
We might not be here. I think that's right.
Nancy Pelosi, what she's doing to this country. And she's gone so far left. And Schumer's gone so far left.
So far left. The president going on to talk about that. Pelosi just says that it's all crumbs what you're getting. All that money you're seeing in your pay stubs, crumbs.
So Nancy Pelosi again said that's crumbs. Well, she's a rich woman who lives in a big, beautiful house in California who wants to give all of your money away. And she talked about crumbs. You're getting thousands and thousands of dollars, and you're getting it every year.
She's a rich woman. She's not Trump rich, though. She's
no.
She's like a 26 millionaire or something. Trump's like $10 billion or whatever. Like, I love that. He's like, she's rich. He could stomp her in a second. He could buy her a restaurant and fire everybody who works there.
The president yesterday, he mentioned that he was speaking yesterday to workers. And one of the things he said is that, according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, about this drop in the market, that the president's focus is on the long-term economic fundamentals. It's not just right now, what's happening right now, oh my gosh, lit our hair on fire because the stock market dropped 1,000 points. It's on the long-term economic fundamentals, which remain exceptionally strong. Strengthening U.S. economic growth, historically low unemployment, increasing wages for American workers that you just mentioned, Vince. And there was a report that just came out about garment workers. After NAFTA, most of the garment industry left this country, but there is still a small percentage of people who work in the garment industry. It's less than 200,000 workers in the garment industry in this country, mostly high-end goods that they make in this country. Do you know their wages have gone up 14% because combined with the immigration crackdown, because it is a specialized industry, they're having a hard time finding workers. 14%. So it goes to your point that look at these big, evil, horrible corporations voluntarily are paying more because they need the good help.
In a weird way, the president's opponents are all gleeful that the market's dropping. I saw Jay Carney, the press secretary for the Obama administration, say yesterday on Twitter, he's like, hey, this is why we never bragged about the stock market. We knew things like this could happen because we didn't want to get tied up in it. Oh, really? Because like people instantly found four examples of Obama bragging about the stock market.
This didn't really happen.
I guess that was Jay Carney's job, though, to lie on behalf of Obama. 844 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Well, are you missing your teeth? Is your teeth damaged? That's all obviously can really affect your life. The people you love. Your job, your relationships, all of it. You know, no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, and it could have been a while, that's fine. Go to the Cascade Center for Dental Health now. It's never too late. Their super friendly staff create that warm, no criticism and no judgment environment that you absolutely need. What sets Cascades apart? Well, not only that warmth, it's their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. He's got a high-tech lab on site. They do all this work to help your dental issues right there. Dr. Ruparelia, really talented guy. They can perform your procedure in their office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. And by the way, they offer an incredible 10-year guarantee on their work. You owe it to yourself to see all of their success stories at CascadesDental.com. Go ahead and take a visit. Look at the videos. You'll be convinced. I was. And then call 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP. It's 845 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're trying to get through this busy rush hour. It's been 66 eastbound as you come up past the Fairfax County Parkway and heading up toward 123. The accident activity that was along the right side looks like that's out of the travel lanes. Now north on 95 Virginia at the Beltway, that crash had been cleared for some time. So overall, we're just about cleared out through Woodbridge, Lorton. Those are the heaviest two stretches. Now everyone's up on the Beltway through Annandale. Heavy 66 toll road to the Legion Bridge, 395 as you work through Landmark toward the 14th Street Bridge, very slow. Vauxhall Road in Northwest DC between W Street and Reservoir Street, cruiser with the crash. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway. Oh boy, we've had delays that I've been watching, and now a crash reported in the backups before you get to Stanton Road after Alabama Avenue. So watch in that stretch. DC 295 northbound, an unusual northbound slowdown if you're trying to head up toward the exit to go on to 50 to go outbound in through Chevrolet for the crash. Maryland, serious accident on New Hampshire Avenue, closes New Hampshire Avenue each direction at Gold Mine Road, and that puts it north of 108. You cannot use that in either direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories now up for tonight, early tomorrow. Most of us in and around the Beltway, a combination of snow, sleet, freezing rain, eventually to rain. West and north, more ice and snow. Becoming partly cloudy today, 46. The precipitation comes in tonight as rain showers, eventually down to freezing. So sleet, freezing rain, and probably some snow early tomorrow morning. Then a change on over to rain with more ice and snow west and north. Tomorrow's high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird is the word.
Talk about the same kind of bird.
There's a gentleman by the name of Mark May. I don't know, maybe not a gentleman, depending on how you perceive this story. He's a carpet cleaner in western Indiana. He was driving to the town of Terre Haute on August 17th, and that's when he saw a cop car speeding up behind him, Indiana State Police, pulling up real fast behind him, and the cop car aggressively cuts right in front of him to the point that he's like, this is insane. And he ends up pulling over somebody in front of him. But this man, Mark, was so upset by the police officer sort of aggressively getting in front of him to stop somebody else for a traffic violation that as he drove by, he threw the bird up at the cop. Well, that was a bad decision on his part, because he ends up getting pulled over, and he gets charged with what is this charge here? Provocation. He gets a charge for provocation, and he gets a warning for not putting his signal on during the pullover procedure. So he gets charged with provocation from a very angry trooper, I guess. And so as a result, there's now a court battle over this. He's suing over it, saying, look, it's my free speech right. I can elevate the bird if I need to in an event like that. And this has been tried in court a bunch of times. And often the courts in the end, through the appeals, do end up siding with the middle finger wielders, because it is free speech. But this is not the first time somebody's thrown one to a cop and then faced the consequences of getting pulled over and ticketed.
Yeah, the American Civil Liberties Union is representing him. So again, every now and then, I agree with the ACLU, which makes me question all my life choices. It is now 8:49 on WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
U.S. life expectancy is down for the second year in a row. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. On average, Americans can now expect to live 78.6 years, a small but statistically significant drop. Women can now expect to live a full 5 years longer than men. That's 81.1 years versus 76.1 years. That's according to a new report on 2016 data just published by the National Center for Health Statistics. The top 10 leading causes of death are unchanged. Death rates decrease for heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, diabetes, influenza and pneumonia, and kidney disease. But they increased for unintentional injuries, Alzheimer's, and suicide. The main problem, I'll tell you, is unintentional injuries, which include accidental drug overdoses, the official cause of more than 60,000 deaths. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it's saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
8:55 now. It's my mic leaps off the stand again. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I needed that sound like you just dropped it. Drop the mic. Here we go. As we try to wind down this rush hour, Virginia, you're doing much better on 95 northbound. We had the crash at the Beltway. That's gone, and the delays just about eased as well. It's going to be a while till we can clear out the Georgetown Pike, and that's because the crash brought down a utility pole. So they do have that closure point, Georgetown Pike at Swinksville Road, just outside of the Beltway. Initially, they had been alternating traffic, but really just so bunched up there. Over to Old Dominion Drive for the bailout. That picks up some of the volume. Swinks Mill Road is slow, as is Lewinsville Road. So in that entire corridor, it's going to be a little bit long, lengthy rush hour still. 270, no late problems coming south in Germantown, Rockville, with some of the stop and go. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, we're still seeing some slowdowns. Still watch for the crash on New Hampshire Avenue, Maryland, south of Brighton Dam Road, right near Old Mine Road. Gold Mill Line Road, north of 108, again on 650 New Hampshire Avenue. It's a serious crash. Had police directing through that stretch. Update now, sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? We'll learn how to get it published and potentially sold online in a bookstore. It's called Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds are giving way to some sunshine today, 46. Then tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
I fixed the microphone. Chris Plant will love it. 34 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56 on WMAL.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, "I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up." We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call.
Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there.
We can.
And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
All right, the House set to vote on a budget today. We'll see what happens. They want to get some funding for the military here.
Yeah. We've heard that's a big problem with the continuing.
Congressman Byrne, we spoke with earlier, said troops are literally dying because they're not having the funding here and they need it. They need a long-term deal. Here's a guy with a long-term deal.
It's like Iwo Jima. They're flamethrowers and everything. It's completely crazy out there. These guys, they get hysterical over all the right stuff, don't they? Hey, there's a new transgender study. It turns out there are more Democrats coming through the pipeline. And, oh, wait, the memo.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. A messy commute expected for tomorrow morning, even as we wrap up this morning's commute. Winter weather advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service starting overnight tonight at 3 a.m. till 10 a.m. Wednesday morning. We're expecting a mix of wet snow and a little bit of ice in the D.C. area. The WMAL full forecast and Jamie Witten traffic coming up. Stock market opens in 30 minutes after a dramatic sell-off the last 2 days.
The Dow has lost more than 1,800 points. 1,800 points over 2 days. That is brutal selling, shedding a record 1,175 points. That's 4.6%. It's the worst one-day point loss in history, but it's not even one of the top 20 percentage losses. 5% is a big percentage loss, but it's not even in the record books here.
Correspondent Christine Romans, but financial experts say don't panic.
When you have sentiments so overwhelmingly positive, so little risk on the downside, it's almost inevitable that you're going to get some sort of adjustment in the other direction.
Simon Hamilton is the host of the Wise Investor Show right here on WMAL. President Trump tweeting prayers to the family of Edwin Jackson this morning. He's the Indianapolis Colt killed this weekend. A suspected illegal immigrant is being charged with drunk driving. President calling on Democrats to get tough on the border and illegal immigration, calling his death a preventable tragedy. It is now up to President Trump whether to declassify and release a Democrat version of the GOP Nunes memo accusing the FBI of abusing FISA surveillance laws. Democrat Congressman Jim Himes says the Dems' rebuttal will show the FISA court judge understood that the Steele dossier was politically biased.
When the memo comes out, there will be no doubt that the judge understood that this had come out of a politically biased and politically adverse individual.
Rockville businessman announcing his plans today to run for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. Independent Neil Simon says Maryland voters, quote, feel politically homeless. Maryland Senate Democrat Ben Cardin is facing a challenge in the Democratic primary from convicted leaker Chelsea Manning. D.C. residents will head to the polls to vote for mayor later this year. One candidate is getting some extra attention.
He hasn't graduated from college yet, but Michael Wood says at 19, he's old enough to be the next mayor of D.C.
I think it's really good that I'm young, because it's a great experience and something I could learn from for a future. And I believe in always starting young and not being afraid, and hopefully I could be like a role model to others.
The George Washington University junior tells WMAL he wants to create opportunities for all D.C. residents and encourage more young people to be politically active. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Here we go again. Another federal government shutdown deadline is looming this Thursday. House Republicans are moving ahead with a temporary spending measure to fund the government through March 23rd, but Senate Democrats have already promised to block that that effort. It is called the most powerful rocket on the planet. The SpaceX Falcon is set to make its debut launch this afternoon from Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is putting his money where his mouth is, literally. He's sending his own personal cherry red Tesla Roadster up as part of the payload of that rocket. Checking your money, the Dow opens, expected to open the day at 24,346, NASDAQ at 69,68. We'll keep an eye on it right here on WMAL. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible seven-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.